You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Dan.
It's Mia.
It's Quan.
All right, guys, I'm going to be the adult in the room.
Is that you're speaking it in your adult voice.
That's right. Right, oh my God. I'm going to use my adult voice. Or you guys have heard this one. Let the adults in the room speak, please. So I've heard that growing up, and now I am an adult. But
are
what
you?
About those moments when you realize that you are actually the adult in the room?
Indeed.
What does that even mean? What does that concept mean for you?
Also, right? Would be interesting here. Do you guys want to be the adults in the room?
You're now forced to be the adult in the room. This code, because growing up, this concept, when you're little, I've heard it from my parents, you know, my friends' parents. Hey, we're the adults, we're making the decisions. But then at a certain point, you grow up, you might not realize that you become the adult, but inevitably, maybe in a situation, you realize, wait, I am actually responsible for some stuff. Or you're like, I need to me, there's many different meanings. One is like, oh, wait. I am responsible for this, so I cannot drop the ball. I need to make sure this gets done or whatever, or there's consequences. Or the other one is you look around, you're like, okay, I'm going to take charge. You know, I'm leading. I'm the leader now. So there's many like different concepts and meanings for people of this adult in the room.
Mm.
Right. And yeah. Also like, yeah, like you said, do you even want that? Do you even want that? And when I was growing up, I couldn't wait to be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, wait, I kind of wish I'm not the adult.
Mm.
You know, and also like, I was thinking too, if there are consequences, now you need to own up to them too. Because the adults also get the blame.
Or like, well, I was saying you might be the ones issuing the consequence, right? Because that's usually what the adult in the room does. But I think it
might
be helpful.
You're issuing the consequences.
I'm serious, yeah.
Interesting.
Because I think it could be helpful. Like, what does that, I think it's different. What does being an adult mean?
Yes.
What does being the adult in the room mean, especially
Well, also
like,
that just makes me think of across different aspects, right? Because maybe at work, what does that mean to be the adult in the room at work?
Mm.
Than personal life. And personal life, it could mean now that you have, I'll give you an example. Like I this year I realized I'm the adult when it comes to me, my wife, and my grandma at times, and I'm not trying
you're
to sound like
the peacemaker.
No, I was
no,
gonna say
you're
put the
mediator.
Foot down.
Yeah, okay.
So in
you're
the past,
enforcer.
Yeah, like first of all, she's not my grandma.
In
the three of us, the dynamic is between me, Yi, and Yi's grandma, because we're all together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to take the role of like the supporting character, not the main character.
Yeah.
Check out our episode about main. Are you the main character? So because it's not my grandma.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this year, I've had to be like, no, I need to make sure this situation doesn't escalate.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make sure that I take charge.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, Yi is the adult in the room between the three of us. Mm. She makes sure things get done.
Mm.
Her appointments get booked. So I still don't do that. I'm really bad at that, right? Like when my grandma needs a teeth appointment, ear appointment, Yi's like, done, done, done.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when like decisions as a whole, they can't make a decision. And then now like it's disrupting the dynamic. And I realize, okay, I need to like... So one aspect of being the adult is... making the decision,
realizing you there's a maybe a gap or an opportunity to like step up,
and whether
do
or
it.
Not they listen to me, because they could be like,
yeah,
move aside, side character. But then I was like, no, I'm putting my foot down, but I do it like nicely. But I'd be like, no, this is what we're gonna do, and then like, all right, objections. No, I mean, that's a very like basic understanding, right?
But
it took me a while to realize like, yes, even though she's not blood related to me, I'm going to have to make certain decisions and they're going to need to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, then, oh, well, I as an adult, I also need to deal with the fallout.
Yeah.
But this is the best for the three of us.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's not just let people get their way.
No, I think that's a big part of being the adult, which I think like sucks, right?
Yeah.
Because it kind of bleeds into like a parenting role, right? Because I think when you're little, who are the adults in the room? Your parents.
Your parents.
So it's like it bleeds into that type of role because it's like the parent doesn't appease any, or at least my parents, usually it doesn't appease any of the children's asks.
Yeah.
It's like we are the parents or we are the adults and we decide.
So, now, for me,
I grew up with two different kind of parents.
Yeah.
One is the one who has no problem appeasing to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The other one would send you a completely different message and be like, no, you can't do this. And you,
which
no, you
one
can't
was
do
which?
That.
Your mom was?
Mom is the latter.
Oh, yeah, for
Dad
sure.
Dad is the former.
Yeah. He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
And mom's like,
so,
no.
Yeah. Like, for example, when we were young, like, I guess I didn't really like to eat. Mm-hmm. And then so like if I don't want to finish my food, my dad would say, okay,
whatever.
Yeah. If you're full, it's fine.
Do whatever you want.
Then my mom would be like, no, you have to finish every single grain of rice on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an example, right? So then we grew up knowing that if you want something, you can go to it. Yes.
But I guess in that scenario, would your mom end up being the final block him though?
If my dad listens to my mom.
Yeah.
And then my second
thing
is
did.
How,
no. Oh.
How does that influence
your family?
Adults.
Yeah, because you had conflicting adults.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So then how does that impact your like when you are the adult in the room? Does that?
Well, in my situation, I think just my circumstances forced me to grow up. Uh-huh. Without the presence
like
of my parents,
away.
Actually. Yeah, because when I moved away at the age of 16 at first, that's when I was forced to be an adult because I had to be financially responsible.
Right.
I had to manage myself well.
Indo to Malaysia.
I also had to take care of my younger sister at that time.
So you realize you were the adult age 16.
Yeah. Pretty quickly. And so you're like, all right.
Man, age 16, I definitely was not an adult. Like, definitely not, guys.
Because I had no one to depend on. I had no one to lean on. If anything, my sister looked up to me to be like,
what
now,
do we do?
Sis?
Wait, do you feel like you missed out then? Because I feel like when you're 16,
yes.
you should be able to do it. Like, that's like your prime.
Dude,
I don't give
a crap
years.
I missed out on
years.
So many school events because I left that school, right? And then I went to a new school where I had no one. I didn't know anybody.
Do you feel like then when you went to college, you were able to escape your parenting duties and then you were like, I'm going to do Mia for a little while.
But I also had to be responsible for myself because it's not like I had to... Yeah, I just had to.
She's
I don't know. I just felt like.
But I bet you wanted to be like.
Responsibility is my middle name.
Wow.
I think it's just like it's been built in since then.
Then do you feel like today? Do you ever feel like now, because your two sisters are grown?
Yeah.
That sometimes you're like, I've been the adult for 20 years.
Correct.
You guys do it.
Correct.
I'm out.
Not going to lie. There are moments where I felt like YOLO, I'm going to do this for me.
But then do you get away with that?
I think so.
Because your sisters are grown now.
Yeah.
And you're payback. That's awesome. So that's when it pays not to be the adult in the room.
Yeah.
When there's other people who will take that role.
That's right. You can share that role with, basically you take it at 30% of the time.
I like that. Yeah. Because in your household too, like you have your younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like, no, Kwan's the adult. I'm making decisions.
Oh, that's similar to Mia.
All the time.
Responsibility. I think when you are the oldest sibling, I think probably 80% of the time it is your role, right? I don't know if this happened to you, but like, so when we were little, like me and my brother, we were little, I was probably like 11 and he was, you know, like 6. And so, you know, my parents might like go out for an hour to go grocery shopping or something. And they'd be like, Kwan is the leader and she is in charge.
Dude,
so you have to listen to her. So I don't, did you, your parents do this?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think
because we were never left at home alone.
Nobody reported my parents. I feel like we were old enough. And also I was like a very responsible child.
Mm.
And so that role has been like thrusted upon me from a very young age.
Yeah.
And so I think, but thus, even though that's the case, like there are certain times where if your baseline of responsibility is here, I think the real question is when have you felt the baseline go up, right? Because even though you're like a responsible person, you could still feel like, oh, wow, like the roles have shifted and it is me. Yeah. And so I feel like probably like late 20s up until now, like that's, I think the roles of your parents and you start to swap. Right,
like different ages for everybody. Like exactly. 16, that's like super early.
Yeah,
like, but then late 20s, you're saying.
For me, it's when you are seeing. Unfortunately, right, our parents are on a bit of more of a decline. And you are on an incline,
Sure.
Like things are happening more in your life and stuff like that.
Also, like financially too, like you know, you're making more. They've stopped making money,
right, and things like that. Mm. And so when those roles kind of shifted, when I do the grocery shopping for the house when I was home, or like either me and my mom even had like a whole, we had a routine when I was home during COVID. I would like drop her off at school because she taught at Chinese school, and I would go and do the grocery shopping at Costco, and pick her up from school.
Oh, wow.
And like I would drop, you know, so like
Quan's
those types
adult.
Of things. And not to say like it was just like naturally it became that way, and then like I personally like also wanted to do those things for my family.
Yeah,
but like, and then I think it's just becoming more and more of like a that when those roles shift, I'm realizing, okay, this is
also, I think you got, by you guys having siblings, it, and you're the oldest, it like catapulted that quicker. For me, like, I was the only child.
Mm.
So I didn't feel like I had to be an adult until I was probably, you know, like mid-30s. And even then, like, creeps up on you, right? Like, oh, crap, I have to be an adult now? And I think, obviously, like, getting married was the main thing,
that's
right?
Because,
like, at one point,
especially
you're like...
Especially for guys, probably.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, I have to be responsible for this person. You know, it didn't matter if, let's say, she made more money or less, but you're like, no matter what, we have to be responsible to each other.
Mm.
And then you inherit their family too.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So she inherited mine, I inherited hers. So then it's like, whoa, your plate just got bigger. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, I can't just do whatever I want. So yeah, that was when I reluctantly realized, oh no, I am now an adult in some rooms. So for personal things, it was like, and then just realizing like the inner dynamics. But then like, what about for work for you guys? Was there a time where you felt you were like, maybe you were, your role was this, but then you didn't feel that way. And then you had to be like, okay, no, I am the group leader or project manager or lead sales or something. And I need to be responsible and take charge.
Mm-mm.
Or I need to say something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no one's saying what needs to be heard.
Mm. Yeah.
And maybe people won't like that, but I gotta be the adult and say that. Like, did those things happen over the years at work?
Yeah, I feel like for me, it's like kind of happening right now. Like, this is like the more like time where things are like, I'm operating at like a higher level, and like I'm realizing, oh, like people are, there's either confusion or I do think people are kind of looking around to be like, what's the direction? I'm like, this is the direction.
So before, like, so, would you maybe take a back seat?
For 100%. Yeah. I think because, I wonder, I probably wasn't as confident.
Wait,
before.
Isn't this just the main character?
No.
Guys, we just did an episode about main character.
You
this
can't
got
say
some
confidence. No. I think the difference is an adult, the connotation is responsibility versus confidence.
Okay.
And I
okay.
think like if you have responsibility, because the question really is, when did you feel like, oh, you're the responsible person? Not just the responsible like one on paper. You actually have to execute the responsibility. Like you're paying the bill.
Yeah.
I've gotten to a point sometimes where like I don't even show my family the bill and I just take care of it.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I don't need to show them. Like, what? I'll just take care of it.
The work thing's interesting too, like, is maybe you took that like leap or role.
It overlaps a little bit.
Sure.
The common thing, yeah.
But then like you also have to own up. So if you're wrong about a decision at work too, I think part of being an adult is realizing you're also, ready to meet the challenge and the consequence if it doesn't go your way.
You're ready to back it up.
Yeah.
You're right. Because it could, lots of things go wrong. That's fine. Sure. Things will always go wrong.
But like,
but
you're like, it.
But in that moment, this is why we did what we did.
Right.
And like,
exactly.
Here it is.
And if like, you get fired, you get fired. Like, you're like, I'm
hopefully
the,
not to that point.
But like, I'm you saying, you can like, back up yeah. in that situation. And every also when you're an adult, yeah. I think part of being responsible is you get buy-in. You didn't just mm-hmm. you weren't just like this silo person. You were like a rogue person. Yeah. You did it all by yourself.
Yeah.
Other people also agreed with you. That's part of it, right?
Yeah.
So like, I think that's actually like not very adult or responsible to like just do it yourself and tell no one.
Right. Do you think though the growth to become an adult in the room, so to speak, in a work setting is linear? Because I don't know if like you know, being in this role for a while, of course you like you know it well, then you can afford to be like, okay.
You're saying there's like a peak and a valley, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Because to me, at least for me, I don't think it was linear in that way. Because I feel like now I've been in my current company for almost 4 years. But then when I first joined, I wasn't really like, here's the direction, you know? Or maybe I was at first, but then I realized that things just don't really work the same way as they did in my previous company, for example. Right. So I need to also just like take a step back and then like observe.
Was there a moment though when you were like, wait, I like, did you go into it always having the concept of, okay, I'm responsible for a lot of things? Or like, was there a moment when you realized, oh wait, like I need to be outspoken about this or take charge of this?
Yeah, I think knowing when to speak out versus when to like not.
Yeah, or just go with your maybe your higher up or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or I think at least for in my case, it's knowing when to like trust my gut. When I'm sometimes in meetings or whatnot, I would be hesitant about speaking out just because I don't know if that's if what I'm wondering about is unique, but then I'll find out that other people are probably wondering about the same thing, but they just don't want to
say anything.
Say anything. Yeah. So like having the confidence, like knowing when to say it is also like, to me, it doesn't really, like to me, it comes and goes sometimes. Like it depends on how long you've been at the company, how well do you know the team, how well do you know this client. Like it's sometimes changes.
Okay. But I also think part of the being the adult in the room, being more seasoned, right? I think being an adult comes with you're able to take responsibility and execute responsibility, but also having some type of maturity, either mostly based probably on experience, because if you're slightly more seasoned, you don't go in guns a-blazing into a new environment. Okay, maybe you're super, can you read it really fast? Maybe you do. But I think part of that seasoned is like you ask questions, you're looking to learn so you can pick it up fast.
Yeah.
But I think because a telltale sign of somebody that maybe isn't as mature, or you might not garner the respect as much as somebody who comes in and just is not self-aware.
Yeah.
And like, and there's a difference, I think, between it from a work standpoint of you come in with a strong vision and you bring everybody along and you're really good at that. And it's going to cause conflict and change, right? Change is always hard for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Versus you come in and you don't, people are like, what's this guy doing? Versus like, he clearly has a plan, but I'm not there yet. Versus like, this guy's all over the place, you know? And so I think that's part of being the adult in the room, though, is like not just jumping right in guns a-blazing.
That's true. But that, okay, so was there a time then, I feel like those are very logical steps. Like, okay, I have enough information, I have enough confidence, I'm going to make a decision. But was there a time when you're looking around and then you're like, wait a minute, wait. It's like no one's taking charge and maybe the situation could go bad. And you're like, oh no, I have to be the adult. And if I don't do something, the ship is going to sink. You know, like it's like that, oh crap, where's the adults? Oh no, I'm the adult. Has there been times like that? It could be like personal too, or work, or, right? It's like the surprise thrusted on you.
There certainly have been, for sure. I feel like sometimes there's small, there's low risk things where it's like, oh, okay, guess I have to
guess come I gotta,
down.
Yeah.
I have to say something.
Low risk
meeting
would be like friend trip. No one wants to make a decision. And you're like, okay, guys, You might not like it, but I'm going to say we're going to go to this place for dinner. That's like low risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what would be like high risk?
Oh, I mean, high risk.
That's how, was there times?
You feel I'm like confident there was.
That time of like, I guess I'm going to have to step up and make some decisions, even though I don't want to.
Okay, this is very interesting because like sometimes, so I am somebody that just naturally acts a little quicker.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I actually don't know if maybe I just waited for like five more minutes, if like maybe the usual adults like my parents or somebody would just step in. But okay. I'm someone who's very like, I'll just do it. Let me just do it.
Okay.
And so I have to actively, so for example, for like the younger sibling, to give your younger siblings a chance, because also they've been with you your whole life, so they're used to you stepping in.
Right.
So if you really want them to do something, I don't know if this happens for you too, I need to like be like, silent.
Yeah.
Let
it run its course.
Because I can think of little, like, just when we were moving out of Michigan, like every single thing that happened, like with our family, like just stepped up and just like was like, okay, we need to do this. We need to do this.
At that point you already knew going into it, you are the adult. You weren't looking around like, is my brother going to stop? It's like Kwan is taking charge, making the arrangements, doing the stuff.
Yeah. I didn't really even think about it. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. That's think very about
natural.
It. Yeah. It's very.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is like, I think that comes with experience and time, whereas, you know, maybe I'm trying to think of that scenario where I'm like, oh crap, or maybe like when I got married, I'm like, oh no, I have to be oh no, my life has changed, why did I do this, like, I was doing so fine.
I actually have examples where I actively was like, I will not partake in this. Yeah. I step away both in work and in personal. Because there's like, recently there was a very like, even like high visibility, like lots of people were working on this like deck and whatever in this presentation.
And you were like, this is going to go down in flames.
I was like, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. What am I going to do as an extra cook? And I was like, I want no part in this. Okay. And I was like, no, thank you.
But are you going to be part of the presentation when it's...
Nope. I don't care. I have my own things to do. I don't care.
Interesting.
And then when Victor was working on his house, working on a house is a big job. Oh, yeah.
I thought you only slightly at the end.
I let him, because I was like, I'll let him step up and like, you know, manage this whole thing. Oh. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I will take no part in this. Very little parts. Like I did little parts.
Yeah, I feel like with your sister, like if you got, why do I picture like when you guys all go on a trip and you're like, please don't make me the adult. Darn it, I have to be the adult now.
No, I have to be because it comes down to travel style. Because I feel like, one, my youngest sister's style of traveling is very loose. She's like, I'll make plans the day of, you know, and I'll figure it out then. But for me, I like going in with a certain plan.
And you know it's more enjoyable for people if you make some sort of plan.
At least have an idea of what you want to do. So in that case, I just know stepping into it, I'm just like,
why don't you take the Kwan approach? Like, I'm going to let you guys do this one.
I cannot, for my own sanity, I just cannot let it happen.
It's like, she's also there. Yeah. Like, for example, it would be different if like only your sister and your family went.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
only
good
my
luck.
Sister and my parents, for example. Yeah. And it's like this sister who's like super chill.
You can
and
be
don't
like,
really plan.
I have no. You're like,
that would be funny. Oh,
has it happened?
No. Should I send them?
Yeah. Wait. How's that not happened? Like the two of them.
Because nobody steps up as the adult to do it.
Wow, that's crazy. That's insane. You should be like, hey guys, because then they'll appreciate you more.
Huh?
Like if you let them go off on their own, they don't have you to like help, you know, like clean up, then the next time they're like, you were so missed last time. Like, wow, I'm so glad there was an adult in the room.
If anything,
does that make you feel better though? Especially with friends, I'm like, that's why I'm not doing this.
They're like, man, Kwan should have helped us plan. We should really get it.
If anything, in our family, I was just like thinking about it. I think when it comes to family discussions, and if we need to somehow convince
someone,
one of our parents to like of something, they normally just say, hey, Mia, can you do it?
Wow. Okay, but...
Are you the most convincing? You're the most effective?
They think that I'm the most effective, but I like reluctantly do it.
Does it go two ways? For example, you clearly, they're like, let's make Mia the de facto leader, right?
But in, does it in go that two scenario, ways? Yes.
In that, like, let's say for something really important, like you're like, hey, a family financial decision, like, uh-huh. then do you get the most weight?
I do.
You do? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, because sometimes you might not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in different scenarios. Like,
yeah. I think I'm, you know what because I mean? I think out of the three, and the reason, okay, I think I'm the most analytical, like okay. very methodical compared to the two. So they okay. just like trust
they
me
trust
to do
you.
It.
They trust you, okay.
Yeah, they're like, we trust your approach.
Okay. What and about so, you, Kwan? Yeah. Like, do you feel like family financial decisions, you've now like acquired the top sibling dog crown mantle.
So, I think so. Again, every
the yellow armband yeah. leader.
Again, every person's family is different, right? So right. we don't really make joint family decisions.
I mean, the
together,
house is
actually.
Kind of like a big decision, right?
Yeah, but I it's not on me. It's okay. it wasn't on me because it's also it wasn't for me, right? Mm, so like,
that's true, yeah.
Now, I mean, there's been a lot of crap that's happened with my family and stuff. Yeah. And so now I'm like, we
the
are
adults.
Going to like
Hello,
talk
the adults.
The adults. No, now are like talking. We now like I've declared like me and Victor, we're the adults.
Oh, interesting.
And,
okay.
And
okay.
But again, okay. we don't make that many financial so yeah. also luckily, yeah. we don't make that many joint financial decisions mm. together, aka if one domino falls, the other dominoes yeah. don't really fall.
That's
that
true.
Much. So at least there's that.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if I do it. I don't get the same. It's not the same. I don't know if we can ask the same. So for example, like my dad. So his on my dad's side, my grandparents were farmers, right? And mm-hmm. they also like had land mm-hmm. when they were really poor growing up, but they had land. And they held on to that mm-hmm. land, and now it's really paid off, which mm-hmm. is amazing.
Like where in Taiwan?
In Taiwan.
Oh wow! Okay.
And so, since again, it's the family land, right?
Uh huh.
And my brother is a male uh-huh. heir, right?
Oh uh-huh, yeah.
So like that land is not going to me; it's going
oh,
to my brother.
Wait, your grandparents are still alive?
No. My grandparents gave it to like they split it between the brothers, right?
Yeah.
And then my dad. Yes, to give it to somebody, right? My dad's portion. And so 0.01% of me was like a little bit sad about that because
okay.
I'm also like, I don't really
Where's
care.
Where's my land?
Well, no, it's not about the land. It's also like, I also like am very invested more into our family, like
right.
in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Like I keep up with, and I'm like, he's literally never going to go back. Like, when is he going to?
Yeah.
So, and also I did talk to my dad about it. I was like, can we also though address the situation where like, I don't want to have to do all the work and his name is on it because
yeah.
are you going to send me to like have to do all
no,
the stuff?
No, he should step up
exactly.
and be the adult.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he
but he,
do it.
My
That's
dad
right.
recognizes yeah. like, obviously I'm a very responsible, I am the eldest,
yeah.
I'm responsible. And so he recognizes like, I know he's like, you have other land. It's the side land. Like, it's not about the land. It doesn't matter.
It
but like,
tea,
but,
has cow.
But like, it's one of those things
make
where.
You milk tea.
So it's an interesting I obviously don't care.
Mm.
I don't care. But like I do think in terms of the trust is probably highest with on my side.
Okay.
Just because I am a dependable,
yeah.
reliable, methodical, like
interesting.
Person in our family. And so I would say like you know, the trust is there for sure.
Okay.
Like very high trust.
I got a question. Was there a time when you were you made a decision and and it was like
the
not
wrong
a
decision.
Good decision.
Oh, yeah.
And you realize you look back and you were like, okay, I probably should have been the adult here and
oh.
did something else. It wasn't like, I'll give you an example. So for me, when Yi and I moved back to New York after we went to California, she found a job at basically she was going back and to do like freelance writing. And then she found a job. And then before I got into real estate, I just quit the current job. And she was like, you should have like talked to me first because like timing wise, it's like, you can't not either. It was really dicey. Cause I think I quit right before she found it, but she was like, you probably should have waited. And I was just like, made an adult decision.
An executive
but
decision.
But it like definitely wasn't, it was not as thought out, you know?
I see.
Like we were fine, but she was like, you know, that should be like a co-decision.
Yeah.
Instead of you just being like, okay, I'm out. I'm not happy with this job. I'm going to quit. It's like, all right, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to find another job. And it's like, yeah, but wow, maybe you should have at least waited till I signed the papers on my new job before you quit your old job, just in case.
Yeah. I have very low risk ones. They're very low risk. Yeah. Like Joe and I have done it to each other, but they're very low risk. Like sometimes like we'll have plans, but like Joe has made the plans and he hasn't told me anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I won't know anything and we'll be late. And I'll be like, if you had told me, I could have helped and then vice versa. So it gets into an interesting, I think like when you're married, right? Because it's like you live together, but you're individuals. And so, for example, like we each had, it was like a weekend. Like, again, this is low risk, but it's like we had different plans that day. I had separate plans. He had separate plans. But I knew he was going to be late to his plans. And because it was really early. I think it was like a 9 a.m. like game.
You're like, you're not going to make it.
I just was like, it's not my responsibility to wake you up because it's like, I'm not going with you.
If you want
to
go, you wake
it's
your
like
butt
you
up.
You got to wake yourself. Yeah. But at the same time, right, I can understand like, but we live together. You can see the person sleep.
I have thoughts about this.
So then when Joe did wake up, he was like, why didn't you wake me up?
To finish,
we did end up saying, we did agree, like, it's not my job to wake you up.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like that goodwill that you build in. It's like, we decided on like, right, you can't blame me for it, but like, as your wife or husband, you helped them. Supporting character and their main character right there. So from then on, now I do actually like, if he needs to get up, I'll like try to wake him up.
Right.
But at the end of the day, obviously it's on him.
Right.
So.
That is so interesting. What would you say?
Oh, this happens to me all the time.
So, yeah.
No, but first I have a question. Does he the night before say to you, hey,
wake me up if I don't wake up by this time?
Yes, so this is my cutoff.
So that specific time, no. But he does it more now. He does it more now. Like,
so
hey,
can you
wake me up at blah?
So I'm ye oftentimes is Joe in that, like, I'm up earlier, right?
Yeah, I'm up earlier.
She's like, oh, I have a 10 a.m. appointment or something. I'm like, okay, do you want me to wake you up? Because if I don't wake you up, there's no way you're going to wake up
and
make this.
So your first inclination is to not wake her up.
Yeah, because I want her to sleep.
If she didn't sleep.
Yeah, because to me, it's like you can, like I want you to get your beauty rest and you can miss anything. Like I'm like the nice parent, right?
Wow.
Right. See, it's kind of like the parent. Do you wake your kid up? If you're the parent, you definitely
like,
wake your kid
then,
up.
Okay,
right?
I'm finding out I'm like the most overbearing person. But
really?
Go on.
Wait, okay.
Well, so I also had the similar, I was like, maybe he wants to get a little bit more sleep and blah, blah, blah. But he's like, no, Quan, like just wake me up. I might be like groggy and like dead, but like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll get through it.
And then
of course, still, it's not that person's responsibility. It's still your responsibility.
Because for me, like, you will never need to wake me up. Like, my alarm is set. Oh, no, there are times when, like, if I only
get
3 hours.
It's very rare, yeah.
But I establish, like, if we both stay up late, I go, hey, hun, like, I'm getting under five hours of sleep. Like, I'm like, if you hear my, just kick me. for some reason, I'm sleeping through it, right? But for the most part, I'm like, how important is this thing? And do you want me to wake you up? Now, because before I would never do it. And she'd be like, why don't you wake me up? I'm like, because it's this. Like, who cares? But she's like, it's important to me. So now it's always like, how bad do you need to get up? If you need to get up, I will set an alarm for myself to, because I'll be working or doing my thing. And I have to remind myself to call you at this time to wake you up. Otherwise, I won't call you.
Yeah.
Because I want you to like sleep, you know? So like, he needs to tell you.
He will. He does
how
now.
How important it is.
He'll text me like, can you wake me up? Blah, blah.
I would have just.
Like,
you would have woke them up.
I would have.
Oh, you would have woke them up.
I would have. Because I'd be like, hey, don't you have this thing at this time?
Here's the thing. I was also trying to be like, I don't want you need to be responsible for yourself. Yeah. For me, I'm like, I'm not your mother, right? I'm not the parent. We are both adults.
We're both adults in the room.
I'm like, this is a low risk situation.
But you should realize that you're the only adult at that moment.
Because I'm the only one awake.
then you realize you're the adult.
Also, adults sometimes need help too.
So this is where, like, thankfully, this is a very low risk situation where this happened. Yeah. Let's imagine it was something like some type of, like, maybe there was a child involved where nobody picked the child up or something like that. Or, that would be a bigger high risk situation.
Because that was my example. But when I was when I was staying in San Jose, kid needs to go to school, and then if the kid is not up by a certain hour,
need to be up. That's what I was
like. But like also at the same time, it is the mom's responsibility, or like the parent's responsibility. I am just the aunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like how far do I go?
If I was in your shoes, I would watch the show. I love that. I'm like,
they need to learn. You aren't gonna be there.
And then if they start fighting, I'm like, popcorn, baby. Why didn't you take
them? Because it goes back to, again, like, I'm trying to like reinforce like good behaviors. So I don't want to have to be like the one that has to remind you each time. Because then
it feels like you're nagging. Exactly. And, like, you're not their mom. Oh, yeah.
I'm totally nagging.
If, of course, if they ask, I'm there.
100%.
And now I'll do it a little bit more because I realize it's helpful for them. But I appreciate there's mutual understanding that it's like, it's not my responsibility. I'm doing this because I am nice.
How about when sometimes I try to be the adult voice of reason and just get shot down? Like, for example, like, I'm sure actually, you guys will never experience this as women. When your wife wants to buy something babe, I think you have too many of those. I'm going to be the voice of reason. I'm going to be the adult. I'm going to have all these logical, we want to save up for
Make sure that you're responsible.
Yes, you're not hitting your goals.
And then what happened next?
I think I passed out because I got hit. Like, wait, what happened? Oh, yeah. No.
But you've shared, you have a way to do it now where it's more effective.
I forget, actually. No, I think now, the way is like, hey, we have goals. Together goals. And it's not just from the place of like,
I want this.
Yeah, you have too many of them. Now it's like, that's fine, you can have it, but is it in line with our financial goals that we talked about? But also sometimes I need to go reverse because like you will be like, why did you let me eat? Why did you let me eat that? I go, well, I'll let you eat whatever you want. Because you my boo. Like you can have whatever you want because I love you for your 500 pounds and I love you for your 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you need to be strict. I go, dude, I don't understand
when to be strict and when to not be.
It's like a moving target for us.
The goals is a good one. The goals is a good one. The other one, Joe will do this. It's an effective adult, I think. It's like, but your values are this.
Wait, what?
You'll be like, aren't your values this though? Oh. Is that in line with your values?
Wow. That's
because it'll be like,
that's scary.
Because again, us, and it's, I don't find offense to it. I think it works very well, but it's like, we don't buy a lot of stuff a lot of the time, but I think sometimes we're like, you know, if again, it's like, oh, like, do you think you should buy it? It's like, but aren't we trying to be like, you know, resourceful?
Yeah.
Aren't we trying to live lives of like not material heavy lives and stuff like that? Mm. And then I think about it. I'm like, that's fair. That's a good
But was there a time when you think about it and you're like, I still want it?
See, I think that's where because I am a values, I'm like,
it
doesn't fit if contradictory. Because I'm very much like, you mean what you say and you say what you mean. Yeah. So like,
powerful.
So like,
he knows how
But if it has nothing to do with that, then it's fine. But he's also very chill. It's like usually if it's a chill thing, then it's like whatever.
Like a true adult, Kwan.
Well, I'm lucky I have you guys because you guys are usually the adult in the room when I'm involved. So that's nice.
With that said,
are you the adult? Do you want to be? Do you not want to be?
Oh, yeah.
Let us know, guys. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.